Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
This one is from Susan Riley.
I'm a professor of multimedia studies, and I have worked for public television stations writing documentaries. When I moved to Boca Raton, Florida, from Miami University, near Cincinnati, Ohio, and I had a graduate student that just gave me the hardest time. She complained bitterly about the things that I asked her to do when she was writing her thesis. She thought that I was prejudiced against her. She didn't think that I defended her when other people were critical of her. She became ill at one point when she was writing her thesis and was very annoyed with me for not being more sympathetic. I kept pushing her, and she finished her thesis and she got her master's degree. The thesis was about developing a television series. I can't remember specifics, actually, but it had to do with working in television and developing a certain kind of social action programming, local social action programming. I would tell her that she had to rewrite something, that it wasn't, she hadn't described it completely, that she needed to find out, she had to get more resources, she had to think a little more deeply about her subject and be more creative in what she was writing. She just was a kid who resisted. She resisted everything that I wanted her to do and felt as though I was being unfair to her. And I recognized that she was actually much more capable than she thought she was, and that even though she was resisting me, if I kept pushing her, she would do a good job, which she finally did, but she did not like me a bit in the process. I felt badly that she was regarding what I wanted her to do as being mean to her, instead of being something that, in the end, I thought would be important for her to learn to do. I've directed a number of different master's theses, but I really had the feeling that this kid thought I was a real colossal pain in the neck, even though she was able to finish her thesis, get the thing done. And I took another job. I moved to Florida and began teaching at FAU. And I was here probably for maybe 2 years, and I got a phone call. And it was this student. And she had just won an Emmy Award, a local Emmy Award, for a television program that she was producing in Cincinnati. And she said to me, "I never would have gotten this Emmy without you. I hated your guts, but you made me finish my thesis. You made me work on my project. And I got a really good job, and I worked really hard, and I got an Emmy, and I just had to track you down and find you and say, thank you for really pushing me." I never suspected that this young woman who I thought I was a monster would call me up and say, thank you. In my response to her, I said, well, I did not expect this from you, but this really makes me feel good. This is what being a teacher is all about, to have a student say, you know, I hated your guts, but you were really helpful. Thank you.
Susan Riley with a story about a surprising student phone call.
Yeah, you know, Michael, probably the lion's share of the stories that we play have to do with people at work. We spend so much of our time at work, and we'd like to know, first of all, what happens at other people's places of business, but more importantly, we'd like to know that what we do matters. So when you watch a cop show, or when you watch even Cheers, a show at a bar, or MASH, you know, you'd like to think that what people are doing with so much of their time is important. And this is a story about a professor who's doing exactly what a professor should be doing. And it's so nice to hear that she wasn't trying to make the student her friend. She was trying to help the student succeed, and she did.
You kind of realize that your students are almost like your kids. You kind of wonder what they're going to do with the rest of their lives. This one student was inspired to call her teacher back because she was so difficult.
Well, because she won the Emmy and she wanted to let her know it was all because of you, and I appreciate it.
Has that ever happened to you?
That somebody's won an Emmy?
A student has called you back to thank you for the work that you did for them?
I've definitely had students who have returned to me in one way or another through a phone call or through an email or through a visit over the years. But I don't recall any who has been such a major success. And the beauty of this story is not just that it was any student, but that it was a student who gave her such a hard time, and that student actually recognized, just like a parent would like to think that his or her kid would recognize, now I know why you did what you did.
It was funny how the student who called to say she won the Emmy also informed the teacher that she hated her guts.
Yes, and I think Dr. Riley had a strong idea that that was the case. And it really is discouraging when you know a student is angry at you and probably is saying nasty things about you, or these days tweeting or texting nasty things about you, and yet you're trying your hardest to help the student succeed. The thing is, when you compare a teacher with a parent, I mean, the kids stay the same age and the teachers get older and older. You know, they always use that line. And it's true. You know, we've seen more and more. We've seen more and more students. We've seen more and more people who really do excel when they're pushed a little bit. And we can see who really has hidden talent and doesn't feel like using it that year or that semester or whatever. And so, you know, especially when you're hit with the same situation again and again every year, you grow a tough skin and say, I know that he or she is going to hate me, but I've just got to help. And that's what Dr. Riley did.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand you have another Vox event.
Yes, tonight, 8 p.m. at the Living Room Theater Cafe, 777 Glades Road in Boca Raton. That's the Florida Atlantic University campus.
Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories at WLRN.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.